The U.S. formally hands over power to Iraqis on June 30th, but Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz predicts that U.S. troops will stay in Iraq much longer until Iraq's new government can defend itself.
The next year or year and a half will be so critical because that is the time it will take to stand up Iraqi security forces that are fully trained, equipped, and organized, and to elect a representative Iraqi government after 40 years of tyranny and abuse.
Paul Wolfowitz spoke yesterday to skeptical senators on Capitol Hill, including Joe Biden of Delaware, who is the senior Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee and who joins us now by phone. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you. Your Republican colleague, Senator Richard Lugar, said that the public needs to be confident that the administration has carefully thought through its plan for Iraq. Having listened to Paul Wolfowitz and some other witnesses, are you confident?
No, I am not. Because there's such an incredible divide within this administration about how to proceed in the aftermath of the, quote, victory in Iraq.
Is June 30th still a realistic deadline for handing over sovereignty to Iraqis?
It is realistic in the sense it's going to happen. Failure at this moment to turn over to some new Iraqi entity would be a disaster, but I would feel much better if the administration was on the same page as to how they were going to do this. In other words, state and defense still don't seem to be on the same page.
Senator, you said during yesterday's hearing that you think that we, meaning the United States, that we have lost the Iraqi people. Why do you think that?
Well, we haven't lost them yet. We're pretty close. If you look at the polling data, you see that it went from 70% of the Iraqi people thinking the United States should stay in Iraq to help them organize a new government and stabilize it for at least another year, to now 82% of the Iraqi people want us to leave immediately. So that's going to make it very difficult for this new Iraqi government, which is going to be stood up on June the 30th at the suggestion of Mr. Brahimi. How are those new officials going to cooperate with 140,000 American forces on the ground if they're the very people also want to go on and run the country?
You mentioned Lakhdar Brahimi, who's the UN envoy who's supposed to be working out the details of the government that will take power on June 30th. If it were up to you, Senator, what would that government look like?
That government would be primarily the most competent technocrats in that country, representing all of the regions of the country. That's what Brahimi was looking for, so that these would be the very people who would essentially commit not to stand for re-election.
Now, if there are technocrats running the country, as you said, that would cut out of power the Iraqi Governing Council, the political leaders the U.S. has been working with. One of those political leaders was mentioned at this hearing yesterday, as you know, Senator Ahmed Shalabi.
Yes.
Paul Wolfowitz, the Deputy Defense Secretary, confirmed that the U.S. has reduced its dealings with them. And let's listen.
There's been some very valuable intelligence that's been gathered. It's been very important for our forces, but we will seek to obtain that in the future through normal intelligence channels.
After paying millions of dollars to Chalabi, the U.S. has cut him off. And Senator Biden, in your view, what has the U.S. gained or lost from its dealings with Iraqi exiles?
I think it's gained by cutting him off. It's lost our credibility by relying so much on the exiles, particularly Chalabi. If you took a look at the polling data out of Iraq, the person best known by the Iraqis was Ahmed Shalabi. The person most disliked by the Iraqis was Ahmed Shalabi. And we need, as I said at the outset of this interview, to establish two things, security in Iraq and legitimacy. And I believe Shalabi was an impediment to doing both.
Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware, thanks very much.